From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your Chock Top and popcorn, sit back and relax. And don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, hello and welcome to another episode of Talking Flicks. And of course, it's in the name. We talk movies. So that's what we'll be doing. And I'm JT. I'm not going to talk movies by myself. I've got to bring this guy in. He's here back by popular demand. Grant Lee, hello.
Hello, how are you, Jay?
Really, really good. I thought about doing the whole thing by myself, but I thought, no, I better not. I better get you in.
And you know, you probably would do it by yourself too, you know.
Oh, really?
It wouldn't be as much fun.
But, how do you reckon you go by yourself? Do you want to push the buttons? That's okay. That's all right.
No. I really like you around. I think you should always be here every week pushing those buttons.
Look at you sucking up, eh? Look at you, round nose and Mr. Lee. We've only, 90 seconds in yet, so what do you want?
And I'm already, maybe because I want something at the end, so there you go. It might be...
Mr. Lee, hello. Oh. If you want to cuddle, it's out of the question, all right?
Definitely not. Our wives will probably be wondering, what the hell's going on?
It's okay. It's the bromance. We're keeping it alive. I'm sure they'll understand. They always do. They have for many years, Mr. Lee.
Yes.
How was your week? How did everything go in the week in movies, the week that was?
Yeah, really, really good. We had some really busy days, which was really good. We liked those sort of days. The weekend was really good. The Blind Sea went really well. Very happy with that. That was the true story, the documentary. And The Wild Robot, you know, kids are loving that. We've had some school groups in this week. Seeing all that, and I know Orange and Wagga have had that as well, so which is good to see before they break up.
Today, Mr. Lee, they break up in a few hours. It's not long to go.
I know. I'm dreading. No, I'm not. I'm excited. I can't wait for them to come in. So yeah, they've got a couple of hours to go. So they'll be right. They'll be happy.
You doing any deals these school holidays? You usually do popcorn and a movie or something like that, don't you? You've usually got one of those up your sleeve.
Yeah, we have got some deals on. We have got some good deals on. So you can come in and watch a movie and yeah.
Well, there you go, parents. Mr. Lee's babysitting service, the 4M6. What's the number again? 6766-3707. Is that the number?
That's good memory.
You're
kidding.
Wow,
that's really good.
Wow. I haven't had to use that number in like 8 years and I still remember it. How good is that? Well, there you go. You got the number, parents. Feel free to call Mr. Lee and he'll look after you. But it's only for the duration of the movie, okay? So after that, you've got to come pick up the kids.
Thank you for doing that.
Mr. Lee has to go home and have a nap.
I'll be exhausted. Absolutely exhausted.
He's not as young as he once was. Another massive show as always. We'll do all the usuals. We've got some new movies out this week, which we'll get to in just a tick. We've got top fives. As I mentioned in our Talking Flickster earlier this week, there has been a shuffle inside the Aussie top five. Beetlejuice, I think it's been dethroned. I'm not going to give too much away, though.
Don't give too much away, but it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Mr. Lee? What movie did it? That's what we want to know. Yeah. Who done it?
Correct.
And we'll get there very soon. We'll take a look at some movie news as well. So it's all still to come. Let's get into it, Mr. Lee. Never Let Go. Another week, another horror. What's this for the year? 152 horrors?
It feels like it. They've had so many horrors and thriller horrors, which is just incredible for the amount that we've had. Now, this is the new one from Halle Berry, which we haven't seen her in a movie for a little bit. So she plays a mother with twin sons and they're in a house and they're trying to keep the evil from entering the house. Let's have a listen.
One touch without a rope is all it takes.
Never let go.
Upon a time, there was a mother and her two sons, and nothing could hurt them as long as they stayed connected to their home.
I know this life's been hard on you, boy, since the world ended.
Don't feed the dog. We're not the only ones starving.
But the evil out there is clever. One touch without a rope is all it takes. Never let go.
Never let go. Never let go. After your rope broke, did you notice anything? Why are you asking all these questions? Mama never lied to us. It wants you to doubt me. Maybe it's safe to leave.
That's what it wants you to think.
Rope is your lifeline. Never let go.
Say it.
Never let go.
Maybe the world's still out there.
We're in the world now.
What are you shaking your head at, Mr. Lee?
Oh, never let go. And I know they're holding ropes from the house. It's just sounds very scary.
Yeah, your house really is your protection, isn't it, in this case?
Oh, it is.
It's everything.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that would be the same for you in your Tamworth Chateau.
Absolutely. Yes. And my castle.
Yeah, and your lighting, your automatic lighting, your AI lighting. Yeah, yeah. That's it. Yes.
It sounds really scary. And I know when I watched the trailer, I actually just went, yeah, this looks like it's going to be a good horror. And people who love horrors, knowing that Alex Ajaya, who's the director of this, he did Piranha 3D, he's done a lot of other stuff, you know it's going to be good. It's going to scare you.
Lots of jump scares I'm getting out of that just by listening to the trailer. And when I watched it earlier, it just from the get-go when they've tied the ropes themselves and they're heading out. Not a bad storyline too. I don't mind that. I haven't seen that before where you're sort of attached to your house. I hope everyone's okay. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Yeah, but as you said, you know, your house is your castle and, you know, within your four walls, you feel very safe. And so when you've got to venture out that, you know, that basically the world is non-existent out there now in this movie and it is only your house that protects you, you want it to protect you. So, yeah, go see it. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, and Halle Berry too. And that's what makes me think it could be a really good movie. We haven't seen her in a while, as we said before, but she's great in these. She'll eat this up. As you can already hear from the trailer, she'll do a great job. So that is certainly Never Let Go, and that is out this week, along with these awesome movies at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5.
Yeah, we've got Beetlejuice, Deadpool and Wolverine, Despicable Me 4, The Forge, Harold and the Purple Crayon, Inside Out 2, It Ends With Us, Runt, Slingshot, Speak No Evil, Thelma, Transformers 1, The Wild Robots, The Horse Named Winx, and Devourer Part 1, which is playing in Hindi and Telugu languages this week. So check your local cinema, odeon5.com.au or forum6.com.au to see what's playing and session times they're all playing.
Well, there you go. Let's get into some top movies, some top fives around the world, and where are you taking us on a journey to this week, Mr. Lee? Whereabouts are we heading off to?
Well, I thought somewhere a little bit different, Malaysia. So we've got the top four from Malaysia. Number four is Inside Out 2. Number three is Deadpool and Wolverine. Number two is Alien Romulus. And number one for Malaysia, Beetlejuice.
Big movie. Huge. So let's see if Beetlejuice can do the same in the USA. Number five, Deadpool and Wolverine. That's been a big fall from grace, hasn't it, after its climb up at the top of the podium?
It's been out for quite a few weeks now, so it's doing well to still be there.
The USA loving Never Let Me Go, that comes in at number 4. 3 is Speak No Evil. Number 2 is Transformers 1. And number 1 for the USA is Beetlejuice.
Yeah, now let's have a look at Australia, because we do follow America quite a bit. So let's have a look. Number 5 is Deadpool and Wolverine. Number 4 is Runt. Number 3 is Transformers 1. Number 2 is Beetlejuice.
Oh.
And a new one for number 1 for Australia.
Drum roll, please. Movie.
The Wild Robot.
Yes. What doing? Wow.
Wow. How good is that for the first week out, and it's beaten Beetlejuice.
You know, I could pick when Deadpool was going to get knocked off. I didn't see that happening. Mm. I honestly did not see that happening. The Wild Robot, it looks like a great movie. It does. Mm. And I can see why people would want to go and see it. But, wow, to come in at number 1, that's huge.
Absolutely. But another interesting thing, for the first week 1, okay, we've got Runt, Transformers 1, and The Wild Robot all in the top 5 for Australia. That's impressive.
That's very impressive.
3 of the very first week's run of movie, where Deadpool's been out for a while and Beetlejuice has been out for a few weeks as well. So good to see.
Well, the most important thing here is, Mr. Lee, there's no Despicable Me 4 inside the top 5. So it's happy days all around. I feel good. Let's keep it that way, okay?
You know what you're getting for Christmas, don't you?
Oh, here we go.
Yes.
Please don't buy me Minion underwear, whatever you do, okay? Why you'd be buying that anyway, I don't know. That was the first thing I came in. I thought that's what you said you were going to buy me.
I'm not going there. I am not going there. I'll have to tell your wife that. Oh, she Jesus. Can do that.
I'm sorry. That was the first thing that came to my mind, was that was what you were buying me. Anyway, let's do some movie news. And Margot Robbie, our gorgeous Margot, who... Big fan on Talking Flicks of Margot, aren't you, Mr. Lee?
Oh, we are. We love Margot
Robbie. Have you seen the pregnancy pictures of her baby bump that she's got going on?
Yeah.
She's gorgeous, mama. She's
absolutely. Yeah. And you know what? I reckon she'd be a great mum too. Like, she would just dote over you. It's just been announced that her and Jacob Elordi, who was in... I can't think of that name of the movie now that he was in.
He's Australian too. Do you want some time?
Oh, gee, I can't think of it. But anyway, it was a very interesting movie.
I'm sure it was. You remembered it. That's how interesting it was.
Yeah. No, it's the one that they had the guy at the end and he was dancing through the house and he killed all the people. And, yeah, it was a very interesting movie, very different. But anyway, we're talking about The Wuthering Heights, and this is the new feature adaption from it's from Lucky Chap Entertainment. They're going to produce the movie, and it is from a novel, of course, from the same name, and they're going to start shooting it later in the year in the UK. So it'll be good to see Margot, and that'll be probably another year before it comes out, so well and truly after Bub's been born.
Do you like the song Wuthering Heights? Do you like that old song?
No, one day we'll have to play it. I'll play it and I'll listen to
awful.
It. See if,
it's awful.
I haven't listened to it for a while.
Please don't. No, I'd prefer you to get a blackboard out and bloody run your nails down it. So let's not do that. You know what? I'd happily sit there and listen to the Minions for an hour rather than listening to that.
Oh, really?
So,
oh, yeah, wow. So that says okay. I'm going to have to listen to it now and just see what it is like.
Kate Bush. Go and do a Spotify.
Okay. I like Kate.
Oh. Not you're a babushka man. That's what you are. That's,
yes.
Yeah. That's
babushka.
What I'm
yes. Oh, dear, oh dear. No, yeah. She was good. She was good.
let's talk about Joker, which is out next week. You bring it to the forum and Odeon 5 next week.
Yeah. Now, this is actually interesting because Joaquin Phoenix is a great actor. He plays these parts so well, and it's got Lady Gaga in it as well. But the director, he's actually saying, I quote, "I think it's going to leave you with a very unsettling, I think it's unsettling, ending of the movie." So very, very interesting.
What are you thinking? What do you think he's alluding to here?
I don't know because it is a musical, thriller, drama and crime. So for that type of mixture, it'll be interesting to see what he's trying to push out and tell people. You know, for him to say something like that, you're going to have to go see it to understand why he has said it. So that might be a good teaser, you know, to get people in there to see it. So
I'm intrigued now. Yeah, I want to know what goes on. So that is The Joker. If you want to find out what happens, it's out next week. We'll talk about that a bit later. Baz Luhrmann. Now, I'm sure you're a big fan of Uncle Baz. Yes. Fan of Moulin Rouge, right?
Love Moulin Rouge. Movie. And I actually enjoyed Elvis as well. I thought he did really well in Elvis. Mm. He directed that, but Moulin Rouge, and I'm not a big fan of Nicole Kidman, but she did so well in that movie. Baz Luhrmann is his next movie he's going to start directing is going to be a 15th century movie set in France, and it's going to be all about Joan of Arc's life. So it's going to be a very dramatic. I can see it being very dramatic. And costume, as we all know, that his wife does costumes and she's actually won Oscars on those. I bet you she would be doing the costumes for that.
You'd imagine so, wouldn't you? Yeah. Mm. Should be good.
Correct.
Well, let's go around the screens and see what's happening at a cinema near you. Forum 6 in Wagga and Tamworth. We mentioned before A Horse Named Winx. What are you doing with this one, Mr. Lee?
Yeah, well, currently at the moment it's just playing in orange, but Tamworth and Wagga are getting A Horse Named Winx from October 17. And as I said too before, it is about the horse named Winx, and it was called the People's Horse because it won so many races. And so it's all about that story of how Winx became Winx. And how Winx only had a foal and it sold this year at auction for around $10 million, which is a huge record.
Wow. You should show that movie on Melbourne Cup Day. Do a special screening. Yeah. Is that?
That's a good idea.
I'm part of your marketing department, so that's okay.
Yeah, that's a very good idea.
Yeah. So you owe me even more at the end of the podcast. The stakes are getting higher. Yeah,
they are. Odeon 5 Cinema, they've got on the October 20 and 25, How to Make a Millions Before Grandma Dies. And this is a tie movie for the Orange Film Fest, Film Society. And it's all about a man who quits work and he looks after his dying grandmother, but he's motivated by her fortune. So he tries to scheme to win her favour, as in be the best grandson before she passes. So hopefully he'll get all the money.
That's very clever, isn't it?
I mean, it is.
And it's in Thai as well. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, with English subtitles. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. Because I can't remember the last time I saw a Thai movie. So, good on Orange Film Society doing it.
Pad Thai hopefully going around that day, or maybe a Pad CU. Mustman curry. Go to the Mustman curry. It's always good. Yes. Got to have Thai while you're watching Thai. Okay, opening next week. We did mention The Joker, which is a combination of this crime movie. It's a thriller. And as Mr. Lee said too, it's a musical. And I want to see how this plays out. No doubt this is the reason why Gaga is in the film. And
correct.
We did get to see, what movie was she in? When A Star Is Born. When she was in that with Bradley Cooper, that she was an amazing actress.
Oh, she was. And as we know, because we all know she can sing, but to act, and I think I did say it at the time, Bradley Cooper had to fight to get her into the movie because he knew she would be so good. And if you look at the movie of this, the trailer, Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker and Lady Gaga, they bat off each other so well. They come across as a duo that you go, yeah, don't know whether you'd like to have this duo knock on the front door, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see. But we have actually got a talking flickster who will be going to watch that for us, so he'll be able to give us all a rundown of that one.
Now, do you, your favourite Joker of all time, who do you think, who's your standout Joker?
Cesar Romero in the original Batman and Robin. He was the best. Mm. He was the best. Yeah. I can't say. I know Heath Ledger was very good.
And yeah, I was going to say Heath.
Extremely well. But on Batman Robin from Adam West days, and yeah, that was the best.
It was the vintage days, Mr. Lee. So I don't. Yeah, I'm not surprised you gave me that answer. Now I don't know who that is. So that just goes to show.
Don't you.
I don't know. That.
So therefore, I'll find a photo and I'll let you. Yeah, I'll show you.
Yeah, and that photo will be very old. I'd be lucky if you guys see it. Probably all crinkled in your trinket box from 1961. Okay, there is a Talk and Flickster this coming Wednesday, and they're going to check out the number one movie, which is The Wild Robot, which is Chloe. How good?
Yeah, Chloe's looking forward to it. So, yeah, we'll get her rundown, and that drops on Wednesday at midday. So you can take a listen on what Chloe's thoughts are next Wednesday.
And if you want to be our Talk and Flickster, the best way to do it is go to forum6.com.au or the odeon5.com.au. Fill out the very easy form. Tell us what kind of movies you love, because if you don't like horrors and all that sort of stuff and you prefer comedy, let us know, because we can try and find a movie that suits you to go along and check out and get your honest thoughts, and you could be joining us as a Talk and Flickster.
Just like Shaz did last Wednesday when she went and saw Runt and Easy As, and she gave it 4 Chop Tops out of 5.
I reckon she wanted to keep the last one. Yeah, I'd keep it too.
Was it Boysenberry?
Boysenberry, yeah. She was a big fan of Boysenberry. Yeah.
Which is my favourite.
If it was me, I'd give it a 2 because then I get to keep 3. So, no. Dieting, Mr. Lee. I can't do that anymore.
No, you are dieting. No,
but I can still have one and still stay inside my calorie count. I'll sacrifice other things. I'll do anything for a Choc Top, you know me.
Yeah, I love Choc Tops too.
And that's brought us to the end of today's Talk and Flicks. Big thank you to the Forum 6 Cinemas in Wagga and Tamworth and the Odeon 5 Cinema in Orange. All the details are on their websites. Mr. Lee, what's the plans for the weekend? What do you got going down? What's happening?
I've actually got a really quiet weekend this weekend. I haven't got much on at all. Just the usual stuff, mowing the lawns and, you know, washing and cleaning the house and, yeah, but that's about all. How about yourself? What are you up to?
Lawn mowing this weekend. You know, it's like this time of year. You know, the lawns are growing very quickly. So a bit of a tidy up this weekend, I think, is on the cards. Plus, all the kids, the chaos. So I can't wait for that, Mr. Lee.
We'll have to take them to the movies.
I will, yes, and there are some great movies out. Good idea. Do you know anyone who works at the movies? Yeah,
not at all.
Well, that's the end of the podcast, Mr. Lee, so what are you giving me? Okay, you said at the start
you're going to have to wait until Wednesday I'll actually be able to give it to you in the hand, so you'll have it then when I give it to you.
Mr. Lee, you've stuffed it up. All right, we'll catch you next week. Yeah, come on, Mr. Lee.
You have to wait until Wednesday.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.